Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. The Lenten journey moves inevitably to the cross. And on Good Friday, we keep watch there. It is an incredibly difficult day when we watch an innocent man suffer and die on the cross. What did he do to deserve this? He was a good teacher. He healed people. He reached out in all kinds of ways. How could it possibly end like this? One of the things the gospel lesson today reminds us about in that story of throwing the money changers out of the temple, it was another sign of the growing opposition and tension between Jesus and the religious leaders. In the Matthew, Mark, Luke tradition, that was the decisive event that led the Jewish leaders to decide that he had to be removed from the scene, to kill him. And then, of course, in that gospel lesson, we also have words from the disciples about how after Jesus had been crucified and then raised, that they remembered his words. But the raising up of the temple was really the temple of his body. So we're put in touch on this Lenten journey as we move along the process, now halfway through the journey, we move closer and closer to the cross. The cross is a reminder of the forces of darkness. And how the world can end in meaninglessness and despair. Just think of those disciples keeping watch at the foot of the cross. So much hope, so many possibilities for this ministry. To have it all end so badly. And there they were, keeping watch. I'm sure they wish they were any other place but there. But then God worked God's greatest miracle. God raised Jesus from the dead, transforming death into new life, despair into hope, taking all the things that were lost and turning them into gain. God's transforming love was at work, changing everything. Really, the journey for each one of us in Lent is a journey into personal transformation. God wanting each one of us to live each day into the things that God created each one of us for, to be our best selves, to stand tall for love and possibility and hope. That's what God wants for us. But the battle goes on in our spirit every day because we always fall short of that expectation. We're fallen creatures. We're broken creatures. We're selfish. It gets to be a lot. And that's not what God wants for us. God wants to inspire us, fill us with new life and purpose. We're looking for balance in our lives between the inner journey and the outer journey. And so when we come to a place like this on a Sunday morning, we come working on that transforming process, looking for God to bring us a word of encouragement or hope for the journey. And that's what the spiritual practices of our lives are all about. And one of the reasons why during Lent we offer special things, like the journey through the Gospel of John that the Society of St. John the Evangelist put together, that we reflect on at the 10 o'clock hour on Sunday mornings, and that provides, as we walk through the Gospel of John, a way of reflecting day by day on passages that can strengthen our connection to God and God's purposes. Or coming out on a Wednesday night to hear Tom Blair, who's our speaker through Lent, focusing on the parables. Stories that can give us inspiration or strength or help us to reflect more about what's going on in our lives and what we need to be doing. One of the parables that Tom looked at, the first one a couple of weeks ago, was the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus hung out at the rich man's gate every day, and he was totally ignored by the rich man. They both died. The rich man went to hell and Lazarus went to heaven. And the rich man really wanted to have God warn his brothers so they didn't end up in hell the way he was. But the spiritual invitation from Tom was to do a spiritual inventory, because it was hardness of heart on the part of the rich man that had created that situation. What ways are our hearts too hard? It's a daily struggle, trying to live for others, trying to be open to things. And I know in the midst of it all that I am betting with my own personal hardness of heart on God's mercy, on God's love, on God's forgiveness. Things, blessings that God gives us to keep us in the game, to get us going again, moving us closer to be that person that God intends us to be. So during Lent, we take on these extra spiritual practices so that we can prepare ourselves in this season of transformation. One of the important events today is coming to this table, participating in the body and blood of Christ. I'm reminded of the saying, if you eat junky food, you become a junky person. If you eat good food, you become a good person. If you eat God's food, you become God's person. Because what happens when Andrew celebrates today behind the altar, offering bread and wine, remembering the Last Supper, this is my body which is given for you, this is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you, that these elements, in a real sense, become hot, they become transformed. And they, in turn, have the ability to transform us. They're instruments of God's Spirit to help us live a little more into that potential that God has given each one of us to transform us. So, may your Lenten journey bring you to the glory of Easter. And as you come to God's table today to receive the body and blood of Christ, may you gain that sense of the Spirit that will transform you today so that you may do good work for God and for God's kingdom this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow.